looks like it. Afro
with that. Yeah, move your head over a little bit. Other side. Hey, yeah, okay.
Wait, do it again. I'm going to take a picture. Right, Carol. Do it again. I'm going to take a picture. Okay, wait. Move your head to your left. Okay, and a little back. Okay, one, two, three. Smile, everybody. I'm going to send you the picture. Okay, so Pastor Matthew's recording. And he and Penny will be doing after service prayer. Anybody that wants to stay afterwards. And well, Pastor James, are you ready to open prayer?
Still sure. Not able.
Well, just a minute. Let's all do a USP, please. Follow me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Great. We pray that Logos' computer working, they can see properly in Jesus' name.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And we send the hands out right now to make sure it works good. In Jesus' name, without any problems at all. And hi, Shannon. Good to see you.
Hi, Shannon. Glad you could join us. Deborah, do you want to see if you can help Lyle for a couple of seconds? Or
what are you trying to do, Lyle? You're on mute. I'm sorry.
Are you able to hear me at all?
Well, I can now. You were on mute before.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. I have everything hooked up.
Do you see just your name?
No, I don't even see that.
Oh, are you on gallery or speaker view?
I'm looking at you only right now.
Hmm. Okay, because we see you fine.
Yeah.
Yes, we see you.
Yes.
I think you're right. It's on speaker view because it's only seeing the speaker. So.
Yeah, you should probably be seeing that. If you go to gallery view, can you see yourself?
No.
Interesting.
I'll have to go back into my settings and. Yeah. I'll check back in again in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, but we can hear you and see you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, in your stop video on the little arrow, and you go under, it comes up as video on the settings on the side. If you scroll down below, you know, underneath the picture, can you see yourself there?
No.
Okay, so under where your video would be, scroll down to where it says hide self view. Is that checked?
Okay. I can see my camera myself through the camera, but that's it.
Okay, well, look around those settings there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we pray that.
You like see myself as active speaker while speaking? You can click that, maybe. Okay.
Okay, well, we pray you'll get to be able to see the rest of us in Jesus' name and yourself. Yeah. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Pastor Karen and Pastor James. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so we're gonna mute everybody, and then we're gonna go to worship.
Hello, Michael and Gwen. God bless you.
Oh, hi, Michael and Gwen. Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Hi, Michael and Gwen.
And hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Lyle.
Hi.
Frida.
And everyone can say hi to Mary Helen.
Hi, Mary
Ellen.
She has her video off because she's at her brother's house, but she can hear us.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to mute everybody.
watching people drive by. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind. Nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, his promises. He wants you to know you're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under, 'cause God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you that you're.
Mm-hmm. Okay, praise the Lord. I like that rendition. As I understand, he's actually singing to prisoners in a prison for that song when he does that.
That was Zach Williams.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, anointed rendition there. And, you know, it's just wonderful. So, Sharon Crane, I'm going to ask you to start with your testimony today. Would you do that for me, please?
You know, the one about when you woke up in the middle of the night and you heard an angel of God tell you to get up and get out. You should be able to unmute yourself now.
There we go.
Okay. There you go.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, this was soon after I was born again. Excuse me. And I was in a, excuse me, in a, a 32-foot trailer in a park. And I had just got it all. I tore it all apart and fixed it all back up. And it was just really cute. And I was laying down on my bed and I was reading and praying and getting ready to go to work that evening. And I was laying there and it was raining. It was really soft, but it was thundering, you know, and lightning. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice, just thundered and said, get up, go, and pushed. I was pushed. And I really don't even remember if my feet touched the floor from the time I hit the floor and ran clear into the front room. And I heard this terrific crash. You could hear glass breaking. And I went back in after this was all over with. And there was a tree had fallen on my trailer. And it landed right on my pillow, came through the back window, and landed right on my pillow where I was laying, praying. It was God. An angel had just come and just, I don't know, it felt like I was kind of flying.
Now, the reason why that's important for us tonight is our goal is to hear God that clearly at all times. And we have to respond immediately to the voice of God. It's not, huh, what, I'm tired, I'll get to it later. Yeah. You know, the voice of God say move, we have to follow. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, why we're doing this. This is preparing us for the end times that's coming.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Or if you don't believe the end times, the challenge times coming. We need to be that attuned to everything. Mm-hmm. So that being said, we're going to do some more discussion on the movie War Room. If you haven't seen the movie War Room, we're talking about a movie about a woman who is encouraged by another lady to start really praying and fighting in the spirit for her family.
Clara.
Yes. And Clara's the mature lady who's been through the battles. And the woman's been fighting with her husband and arguing and things like that. And it's not getting her anywhere. So what Clara's doing is teaching her how to fight in the spirit, because we don't fight against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers of the air. In doing so, amazing things happen. It's a very well done movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you get it. It's on YouTube or different places. Young Renis, it's a fantastic movie, and it's spiritually accurate. It's done by the Kendrick Brothers, so it's warmed by the Kendrick Brothers. Don't confuse it with any other war rooms out there. But she goes into her prayer closet, starts praying for her family, and God does a miracle, even though there's more and more challenges coming through, okay? So that being said, we're going to some questions that we worked out for this situation.
Okay, we're going to allow everyone to unmute, and then when the questions are there and the answers, and you can answer with this.
And let's have some fun tonight. Let's all get in the conversation. Don't be shy. You know, shyness is actually a spirit of fear. So if you sign that song.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. So Elizabeth obviously is the woman. She's crying out to God, praying for her husband, and taking her authority. Now, how did God move in her husband's heart as he was at the restaurant with the other woman?
He got violently sick.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so what happened there? Answer.
He got sick.
Before, and she knows he's out with another woman because she got the message from her friend who saw him, and all she's just praying to God, and he gets very, very sick, and obviously he can't go through with the challenge.
I actually saw something like that happen before. I was on a job, and this one guy was ministering to.
What do you mean?
He grew up in a Christian home. This one guy, he grew up in a Christian home, but I was on a set, and he turned away from the Lord, and I was ministering to him, and he was almost there, and then he started blaspheming the Holy Spirit, and he started making fun of tongues and stuff. I'm not even kidding you. I saw him about 2 minutes later. He was throwing his guts up. He got so sick to his stomach. I've never seen that happen before.
Well, somebody was praying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's some scriptures that go along with that.
Okay, so James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay. I like that last part. Effective, fervent prayer. That means continuous prayer. It's not one-time prayer and walk away. Fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman in this case avails much. And that means we keep praying until the battle is won. Okay, that's the next scripture. No question. All right. Now, what started changing Elizabeth's responses and reactions towards her husband when he was so rude and unloving to her? Now, if you remember, as many times he was rude, he was argumentative, and he actually was expecting a fight, okay?
Started.
Did I skip?
Yeah. Use the wheel, sweetheart. There you go.
The wheel?
Use the wheel. There you go. Keep the mouse over here. Go on top of the thing. Use the wheel. There you go.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, the answer was she spent a lot of time in God's presence where there's fullness and joy. She spent time in her war room praying for her husband, okay? And as she did this, there's a change in her. Her animosity toward Tony leaves, okay? And that comes very important later on in the movie, okay? So a couple of scriptures line up to that are Psalm 16:1.
11,
thank you. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another, and one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as one has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. So even though she knew Tony was about to cheat on her, she was willing to forgive him. And she stood her ground as a loving person of God in this movie.
But she was also believing God would stop him.
Well, that's true. Yes. She was in faith. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you remember the nightmare scene?
Oh, yeah, where he was beating his wife or something.
Okay, what was God showing Tony in his nightmare? Go ahead, Gwen. Go ahead. Expound. Oh,
I think it showed him like he was beating her.
Okay.
Like a mugging type thing or what? But yeah. And then. I'm not sure. I think I saw like him in two different views, but yeah, just him beating her. And then I guess he saw himself defending her, protecting her or whatever. He went and he started beating the person, which was himself.
Okay. So let me reiterate. So in the movie, Tony's asleep and having a dream and he hears her saying, "Tony, help me, Tony." And he sees somebody beating his wife. He runs over and turns the man around, and it's himself. Okay, because the man was in a hoodie and so forth. So he turns the man, and he's looking at himself.
And he's wrestling
himself. He's actually wrestling with himself in the movie, okay? So let's talk a little bit. What all does that mean? Who can give me some analogies to what that relates to?
Well, sometimes the flesh wars against the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, that he was doing things that were hurting his wife spiritually. But the good part of him wanted to rescue her, protect her.
Right. Inner conflict. I think we all had inner conflicts at times, right? He's got this inner conflict going on inside of him, okay?
But unforgiving, like another thing too, like wrestling with yourself.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Fighting temptation, fighting the temptation.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true too.
Anybody else?
I think that they're one in marriage, so he was really fighting himself.
Yeah.
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good.
That's the truth, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tony was hurting his wife with his ungodly behavior, which opened the door to the devil to cause challenges with his wife, his marriage, his relationship with his daughter, his home, his career, his reputation. Instead of being her godly covenant protector as high priest of their home, he became his own enemy by opposing himself with self-sabotage, giving place to sins of lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, adultery, theft, lying, and anger. Okay, this guy's got a lot of multitude of problems all wrapped up in pride, anger, all kinds of challenges. And in doing so, he's really hurting his family. Now, he really loves his family, but the way I read this, it's my interpretation of this, he thinks he can have both ends of the equation. Okay. And so he's fighting himself at this point in time.
Like a compromised Christian?
Yes. Okay.
The lukewarm one.
Yeah. Good point. You know, so some scriptures are verified. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives. Do not be harsh with them. Genesis 4:6-7. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Okay, we have to rule over sins that are challenging us. Ephesians 5:23. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, his body, and himself its savior. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:24-25. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. See, Tony was opposing himself in this movie. Okay. If God,
for adventure,
will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life is not the Father, but of the world. Okay. Tony was all into the worldly things. He was looking good. He dressed fine. You know, he was built. He was an athlete. You know,
he could do flips. He flipped for the other women, unfortunately.
They flipped for him too. Yeah.
He should be flipping for his wife.
That's right. And he made a lot of money. Okay. But interesting, he made a lot of money, but it wasn't enough. Then he had to go out and steal. Mm-hmm. He had to do more. The greed got a hold of him. You know, once Satan gets in a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, you know. Okay. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Tony was challenged with both those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke 2:15, he said to them, take heed and be aware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Okay. In Ephesians 4:2, be angry, do not sin, let the sun go down in your wrath. Tony is a very angry man. Even though he had all these things going for him, he was very, very angry. Okay. And we must always control our emotions. Not let our emotions control us. It's very important, you know. Okay. Any comments? All right. What changed Tony's heart toward his wife that led him to repentance?
Wasn't it something to do with when she forgave him for having, like, when he lost his job or he got fired and all?
And she, when he told her that he lost his job, she didn't get mad. Thought he didn't. She didn't react the way she thought. He thought she would react.
Right. Those are both good. All right. Those are good.
Anybody else want to chime in? Okay, those are the exact right answers. I mean, you know, what changed Tony's Mamie's heart? Mr. Typo there.
Supposed to be heart, yeah.
Towards his wife that led him to repentance and everything. Elizabeth's prayers. First of all, she was praying for him. But in praying, you know, pray doesn't really change the other person as much as it changes ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, he got fired from his job, okay? He was angry and upset, you know? She got godly advice to encourage for his Christian friend. And Elizabeth's behavior changed the fruit of the Spirit, and she humbled herself. So the bottom line here is that when he's all upset, she says, hey, honey, we'll handle it. It's you and me together. You and me and God, we can handle this. And he couldn't fight that. And of course, one of my favorite verses of the Bible is a gentle answer turns away wrath. He was upset. He was, and I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to hear it. And she goes, don't worry, honey, we'll handle it. And
does that come from again?
Proverbs 15:1.
Remember he asked us that last time. Proverbs 15:1.
Yeah. And by her calmness, he calmed down and couldn't believe that she was going to treat him this way, even though he knew he was a bad person. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next question. Scriptures.
Okay. Excuse me. Can I make a comment on that?
By all means.
It reminded me of the story that, back when Apostle Joshua was Pastor Joshua, he told a story. I believe it was of Smith Wigglesworth, because his wife was a Christian first. And then when he told her not to go, and she went out to some church event, whatever, and she came home and he locked her out. And so she slept at the front door. And in the morning, he opens the door, and there she is. And she just gets up and says, good morning. And then she went in to fix him breakfast. And that is what, for him, and how she responded to that was which threw him over to wanting to know the Lord, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was a very good point. And it was a cold winter, snowy winter in England. And she did get up and make him breakfast, but it was his favorite breakfast. She didn't get mad at him. She didn't demean him. She didn't say, I was at church and I was seeking first the kingdom of God and you shouldn't have locked me out. She didn't do any of that. And good point, Mary Helen. Very good point.
Yeah, basically just act like Christ would act, you know. That was okay. So we'll go through the scriptures. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. We just did this one again. Practice a firm prayer of rights man avails much. That's familiar. Luke 8:17, for nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not become known and come to light. 1 Peter 5:5b, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. I mean, Elizabeth was just humble to Tony at that point in time. Okay. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And you can read Galatians 5:16-26.
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, which is quarreling, being, you know, offended, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another.
Okay. So Tony was definitely living in the flesh at that point in time. Go ahead, Dan.
And we can see all the fruit that Elizabeth had developed, because in the beginning, she didn't even know she wanted to stay with him.
Right.
She was very angry at him, too.
Okay, so question 25. In the scene where Elizabeth and Tony are in their room, he's asking for forgiveness. Where did Elizabeth say her contentment came from that resulted her to be in so much peace?
Prayer. Being in the war, her war room.
Okay, but she made a comment. Do you remember the comment?
I don't remember the comment.
Okay. So I love you, Tony, but I am his before I am yours. She got her peace from God. Okay.
And it was a result of the war room spending more time with
God. It was, God, definitely. Yeah,
so right. That was also correct. Okay. Yeah.
In the scripture, 1 Timothy 6:6-7. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing in this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Okay. Okay, when you put things in God's hands, what happens? What?
It takes care of everything.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. God fights for you and goes to war for you. Okay? Very good. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 15:3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. In Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, and avenge not yourselves. Okay, that's very important here. It's not our job. Vengeance is the Lord's. Okay? But rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. If we give it to God, he will take care of it. Now, that does mean you have to have patience, because God works in his own time. Okay? But he will take care of it. Question 27. When Tony returned the stolen samples as an act of repentance, even though it was embarrassing to him, and choose to pray and wait on God, how did God help him?
By the man that I owned the company coming to his house and decided to accept his apology and forgiven him.
And not prosecute him, or have him prosecuted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
Now, why did Why did Coleman do that?
Humility.
Very good. When Tony showed his humbleness, Tony realized this was a true change. Mm-hmm. And that he could live with letting him go, because he'd really made the lifelong correction, turning toward God. Okay. So Coleman showed him grace and didn't prosecute. Okay. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Now, I remember the other guy, I think his name was Tom. Mm-hmm. Tom wanted to throw Tony in jail. Mm. And he was way against him. But God stood up for Tony. Okay. The important man, Coleman, took care of Tony. Okay. John 8:31-32, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Tony had to go give those samples back and take the risk that he would go to prison. But if he was going to make a true commitment to God, he had to go with a clean slate. And it takes courage. It takes faith. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so he told the truth that he took them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. How did Elizabeth's war room influence her daughter?
She had her own, well, I don't know that she had a room, but she had a wall or something. She did something similar to what her mom did as far as putting prayers on a wall or something.
Very good.
One about her parents. She wanted God to have them.
Right. And what room, who remembers what room the little girl used.
I thought it was her bedroom.
You're wrong, right?
Anybody remember?
Her mother's.
Where?
In her mother's war room. She went in and saw the prayers on the wall, and then her mother went back in sometime later and saw her little prayer that she had put on the wall. That's what I understood.
Annie, where did you think it was?
In her closet.
Oh, in her.
Yeah, it was in the little girl. Kids will mimic their parents. So she saw mom put prayers up in her closet. So the little girl went in her own closet and put prayers up in her closet too. Mm-hmm. So she was Elizabeth was a good example to her daughter. So her daughter was making her own war room. And can you imagine that legacy of her carrying that on to her children, which would be Elizabeth's grandchildren and their descendants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes,
she made the war room in her own closet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Romans 14:19. So we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, when Elizabeth was showing Clara's home, why did the couple buy the house?
Because of the anointing. And
yes.
Yeah, he went into the war room in the closet where Clara prayed, and he felt the anointing.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, he felt the anointing. It's baked into the walls of Clara's war room. Yeah.
Now, if people don't recognize the anointing yet, keep coming to Wednesday nights. You'll start to recognize it, okay? That's one thing that we're teaching, to have a more intimate relationship with God.
Psalm 141:2, let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. Okay, prayer will saturate a building. We have people go to our house and say, wow, there's a real peace here. And in a quick note, Karen had an aunt that was trying to sell her house in a down market. And somebody walked in and says, wow, there's such a peace here. And they bought the house for top dollar.
They did.
So it's the truth. You know, it really works.
Yeah.
So what did Clara encourage Elizabeth after she received her breakthrough?
To become a mentor for others, right?
Yep.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
That's it. Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Goal. Help someone else. If that person is saved, as a true disciple is Jesus Christ. Okay. Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you were also doing. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, Savior, who desires all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of truth. Matthew 20:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost.
That's what we're supposed to do, is, you know, be an example to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What did Clara want Elizabeth to teach other young women?
To pray.
To pray and put God first.
Yes.
Her forgiveness.
Yes.
That our weapons are not against flesh and blood.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Basically, to do the same thing she had been doing.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Answer, how to seek the Lord, how to fight the right way with the good fight of faith using the Word of God. And, you know, that's what we teach at APC all the time. You know, you go back to all the schools we've had and things like that. It's how do you fight the right way? You're fighting against demonic challenges, spiritual warfare. This is what we do here. And we have a lot of victories to show for it. And that's the whole bottom line. Great. Okay, scriptures. Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you are also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Ephesians 6:17-18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. What's the sword of the Spirit?
The word of God. Mm-hmm.
Which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Be watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Okay? And that's what we do at 633. We pray for everybody. We're praying in unity. And we're seeing huge testimonies and victories because of it.
Amen.
Now, when Tony saw Tom, the unforgiving boss, had a flat tire, why did he stop what he was doing to help him, even though Tom was so ungracious to him?
Because he wanted to show his daughter what true humility was.
Yes.
Also returning good for evil.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah.
He also showed forgiveness. He had to forgive Tom because Tom was in jail. He had to walk in forgiveness to do that.
Yes.
Anyone else?
And he told his daughter that's how he wanted to be treated. Leviticus 19:18. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 6:31. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Wherever a man sows, he will also reap. Okay. You know, Tony reaped a lot. He reaped the forgiveness of Coleman. He passed it on to Tom. And he was an example to Tom. You know? And maybe Tom changed a little bit because of that.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You know? So question 33. What did Tony do as an act of love, just like Jesus Christ at the Last Supper?
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, we see your answer there, yeah.
He washed her stinky feet.
That's right. That's right. He only had a mask on. He didn't. You know. And gave her a favorite dessert. Man, you know. Yeah. That was also true humility. He had to humble himself to do that. He had to love his wife as Christ loved the church to do that. I mean, it just shows how this man made a change. And he was to become the Lord, leader of his spiritual leader of his household, and act as a good godly man, which takes care of your family. James 13 verses 14 and 15. Then if
John,
thank you. John 13 verses 14 and 15. Then if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Okay. Again, whatever Jesus has done, we're supposed to be an example to other people. It's not talking to people about what Christ does if we're not showing and leading the example. You know, what moves people because of what they see you do. You know, if you walk like Jesus walked, people are going to be coming to you. If you act all, you know, challenged and argumentative and, oh, you're going to hell because you're doing this wrong, nobody's going to receive from that. Okay. But what Tony did was he humbled himself and took care of his wife in the proper way. And he did for her what she really needed. Okay. So, recommendations. Fight the right way with the good fight of faith using the Word of God. ABC at 633. Create your secret war room for spiritual warfare, intercessory prayer, and fight the right way. In addition, affirm the ABC warfare affirmations on a regular basis. And walk in forgiveness. And as we make these adjustments to our lives, and many have already done it, but it's a continual, never-ending improving situation. As we do this, breakthroughs are going to be coming for everybody. You know, it's so encouraging to me when I hear stories of somebody who, because they showed an act of kindness to someone else, and they get in a conversation and a person gets saved. It's encouraging to me when I hear that somebody walks up to somebody and they have the right word of knowledge from the Lord that impresses a person. And I think we all can do that for everybody. Don't all interact at all times. If we are the example of Christians that we need to be, people be drawn to us. I'm going to tell a story. I'm sure you heard this already. But when I first met Karen, I wanted nothing to do with the Christian faith. I was Catholic. The Christians I knew didn't walk like Christians. I didn't like them. I didn't like coming to my restaurant. I didn't like to be treated my wait staff. I didn't want anything to do with them. Now, I came around and met some very wonderful Christians. Glad I did. My life has changed. But their example kept me away from being Christian for a long time. Okay? Great. All right, so 7:24, we got about 7 minutes. Let's do communion. Before that, we'll do a USP. Okay, if there's a couple minutes left, we'll have some community comments. So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for forgiving.
Please cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
According
to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, I think it's Frieda and Susan tonight. Is that correct, Karen?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Want me to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Does everyone have their communion elements? Oh. And we've all confessed our sins.
Okay.
On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the name of Jesus, we take our authority and claim, when we claim that every bodily system, every cell, every organ has been healed, restored, and rejuvenated by the stripes of Jesus. Partake now in eating this body.
We agree to receive in his name.
Thank you, Father, for your word that says, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking the cup that was set before you and drinking it so that we could drink this cup. And we drink and we remember, Lord, and we thank you and praise you. Thank you for giving your life for us, so that we can have life in you. Thank you for shedding your blood for us and washing away all of our sin with your precious holy blood. And we love you and we thank you and we praise your name and we believe and we receive your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name, but for we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Very nice job, girls. Thank you for doing communion.
Deborah and Carol, would you be good enough to do communion next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Who wants to do the bread or the body?
Oh.
Okay.
So, any comments on the?
I wanted to say something that I got overall, that the lesson I got that stood out was when you're challenged to stay in prayer more often, as much as possible.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like that.
Yeah. That was good.
That's fantastic. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. The more we pray, the better it is.
I agree. Good point.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Did you like this kind of a Bible study with the movie?
Yes.
Okay. I actually have the study guide.
Well, we don't have the study guide. But we will be uploading the outlines. I think the parts 1 and 2 are already uploaded. And I think Pastor Matthew is going to get the third one tomorrow for part 3 to upload. So you can always go back to the on-demand website. Pretty soon, Pastor Matthew had a great idea. In a few weeks or so, you'll be able to find Wednesday night services where you find Sunday morning services.
Oh, great.
Actually, that's already been done.
Oh, he's so fast and efficient.
Give him a hand.
Yeah, so the ones for August are already up there, August 2nd and August 9th.
Oh, praise the Lord. So that should be parts 1, 2, and 3 for you guys. You can download Annie helped us out and Charlie to do the Bible study part. And so you have the questions and answers on there all together with the scriptures.
Now, anybody we can't leave the movie up for copyright reasons. So if anybody's seen the movie, they can just go online and look at it. You know, it costs them a few bucks, but the bottom line is that they can see that first and then go through the teaching if they want to. And it really does explain a lot of things. It brings a lot of things to the forefront. You know, most of us are visual people. Mm-hmm. So to see something and talk about it, it's a lot better to have somebody stand up and talking about it all the time and so forth like that. So we thought it was very exciting. So we're going to do some more stuff like this in the future.
Yeah, because we see that movie every year. But it was so fun to do this Bible study.
It was a blast.
I mean, I learned so much more. I got more and more out of it. I don't know if some of you did that had seen the movie before. Has some of you that happened to you? I mean, it really helped me a lot. But who would like to do another movie for next First Friday and do another Bible study on that? Would you like to see that again? Another movie? In Golden Hands, people who have their video blacked out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay, praise the Lord.
I couldn't stay up for the whole thing, so that was the only challenge I tried.
How long does it stay up, Pastor Matthew, on the rebroadcast?
I changed it today, taking the movie out. So the rebroadcast will actually be up there till next Friday. I mean, till the first Friday for September is up there. So.
Okay.
But the movie's not on the rebroadcast anymore.
Okay. But when we do the movie in September, will it be taken down right away or the
Yeah. Because ABC BMS where the rebroadcast is a public website. We open ourselves up to a real issue with copyright if somebody were to find out about it that shouldn't or that would be interested in the copyright.
Well, now we're doing it a little earlier, right? On Fridays, from what I understand, right? So
6:33.
Yeah. So I mean, it's probably rare that I didn't get it.
That'll help a lot. So maybe you guys might look a little Chinesey. When I get very sleepy, I look more Chinesey. That's what he tells me. But at least you could see the movie and watch it.
I go, honey, it's time to go back. Why? I said, you're looking really Chinesey.
My eyes are closed now. Sometimes he looks Chinesey, so we must be one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So the first Friday in September, we're going to do a really cool movie about Jesus doing miracles. And it's going to be awesome. So it'll be a really good one. So we start at 6:33. And we start now a half an hour earlier, the fellowship.
That is the holiday weekend. Just FYI, it's a holiday weekend, so I don't know if I'll be here. But
okay,
I mean, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I mean, I'm just letting you guys know. Okay.
Well, at least if you can't see the movie, but you could always participate in the Bible study afterwards, whether or not you see it, because we apply it to our daily lives and things we're going through, and then that'll give you a chance to catch up to watch the movie on your own. At another time when you're available. Okay.
Yeah, I might
miss out on the Wednesdays if you don't see the movie, because you'll still be able to jump right in there with us in the Bible studies. Okay.
No, I got a lot of lessons out of it from the way you did the Bible studies, believe it or not. Usually if you don't follow the whole movie, you don't get like lessons out of everything that you're teaching. So I watched the majority of it. So I still got a lot, but it's also good. I think that you guys demonstrated real life stuff as opposed to like a movie that's we don't know the people, but you know what I mean, like real life situations,
so you could relate to it, everyday relationships.
Yeah, like we mess up and it just, we could see that what we can learn from it, that's a real thing and it's okay.
Yeah,
I think
the next movie we're gonna see is very inspiring, And So if it's going to be a musical, and it's a recording of a live Christian play, a drama with real animals and stuff like that. But to me, it's very inspiring of how Jesus related to people. So it gave me more and more boldness to reach out to more people in that I see every day, or to share Jesus with others, mm-hmm. and be a light to the world in a more confident way, you know? So I think that it's so anointed, and I hope it blesses you as much as it blesses us to see that.
Now, we're going a little bit long. If you need to leave, we understand, but I got a quick question. What's the main theme of the business besides going in and praying? There was a secondary theme in it. What was it?
With War Room?
With War Room. We all have to walk in forgiveness. If she didn't forgive, nothing would have worked. And we talked about it in our teachings recently. You got to be forgiven or God will not forgive you. She had to forgive because she forgave. If you're in the Bible, Stephen forgave Paul. Stephen forgave Paul when he was executed. Jesus forgave everybody. But she had to forgive Tony. And that's what opened up the door for all the breakthroughs that come through. So if you have any animosity toward anybody, and we said this before, in our healing rooms, in our prayer lines, many people we minister to, the biggest challenge they have is a spirit of unforgiveness from something that's happened, and they have to learn to let it go. So in the name of Jesus, I pray everybody forgives anybody who's ever offended them in any way, shape, or form from their heart, and they walk away in peace in Jesus' name. I let the miracles and breakthroughs start flooding everybody that's here tonight in Jesus' name.
I agree in Jesus' name.
Can I make a clarification point?
Yeah.
Earlier, I wasn't giving you, Pastor James, nor Pastor Karen work. I was just sharing that there is an official Bible study on War Room, and I have the copy of the official Bible study.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I was saying.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
I wasn't asking for you to create one. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I remember now you mentioned that. Right. Thank you for clarifying that. Now, the next movie is a kind of movie that you can invite friends and family over to your home to watch it. All the movies that we watch are rented or they're purchased. So they're legal for us to see it, and we're just sharing it with friends. So we don't think there's a challenge with showing it on Zoom, okay? But it's a great movie to invite your friends and family to your home to watch it all together. You need a paid subscription to Sight and Sound TV, which we have. Mm-hmm. But the music is so anointed and it's so professional. They have gotten multiple awards. I think that they should be getting more awards because of the professionalism of the special effects. It's just amazing. You've never seen anything like this, you know.
You won't be bored, I guarantee it.
No, you won't be bored. And the guy who plays Jesus is just phenomenal.
He does a great job.
He does a really great job. So so think about who you want to invite for the first Friday in September, 6:33, to join us. And we're not going to be preaching to people. We're just going to enjoy the movie. We're going to have time of worship. We're going to have communion ahead of time. It might be, you know, a short message that is very uplifting, very encouraging message from Pastor James. And he's always encouraging, isn't he? I think he is.
Good try.
Anyway.
And we'll have a conversation afterwards so they can stay on as long as you want to. And those who need to go, we can go. But like last time, people stay on until, you know, 10, a little bit after 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people stayed on afterwards. We really had a fun time afterwards.
You preferred a dinner and we were this is a movie, then dinner afterwards. So.
Right. Okay. So anybody want to stay for after service prayer? Raise your hand so Pastor Matthew could see who wants to stay or needs prayer. Anybody?
Okay.
Any golden hands for the people with the videos off? Okay. So Pastor Matthew gets to go to sleep early tonight. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Matthew, thanks for your help. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you want to close in prayer, Pastor Matthew?
Please.
Sure. Father, we thank you that you are working in our hearts to teach us how to humble ourselves before you, to teach us how to apply your word to our lives, to teach us how to to walk in the destiny that you have called us to walk into as children of the Most High God. Father, use the lessons, use the teaching, use the things that we have gained from this movie to thrust us forward into all that you have for us. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay. Well, love you guys.
See you next week.
Love you. Good night.
Sunday, everybody.
Sunday.
Sunday.